This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 80 years ago today, D-Day, the Allied invasion of occupied France that signaled the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. This morning, French President Macron promised D-Day veterans, France will never forget their fight for freedom. 98-year-old British D-Day veteran Ken Hayes says it's important but hard to remember.
Families ripped apart, no dad, sometimes no mum for somebody bombing and so on. Kids going evacuated and then joining the forces and then never coming home. All these sort of things. We have to remember.
President Biden's in France for D-Day observances. Here at home, some severe weather's been threatening millions of Americans, like this man in Montgomery County, Maryland.
When the tornado hit, I just hear loud thuds and banging on the window. And I just go upstairs, go to my bathtub, you know, hide there.
George McCannon talking to WJLA-TV in Washington. The AP's Jennifer King with more.
At least five people were injured after a tornado touched down in Maryland near Washington, D.C. A tornado killed a two-year-old boy and injured his mother outside of Detroit. A tree fell on their home.
And tornado warnings were in effect last night for parts of several other states, including Ohio, New Jersey, and Delaware. In New Hampshire's seacoast area, storms took down trees and knocked out power. Israel says Hamas was using a school in central Gaza as a compound. Local health officials say the Israelis struck a school in Gaza this morning, a school sheltering Palestinians, they say, killing dozens of people. Donald Trump campaigns in Arizona today, his first appearance in a battleground state since he was convicted in that hush money scandal. This is AP News. Now to the Russian warships headed to the Caribbean. The AP's Ben Thomas with what this is all about.
Senior Biden administration officials say the U.S. is tracking Russian warships and aircraft as they head to military exercises expected in the Caribbean in coming weeks. The ships may also make port calls in Venezuela and Cuba as Russia establishes a Western Hemisphere military presence. The officials call it notable but not concerning. It's not the first time Russia has sent its ships to the Caribbean, but it's taking place as President Vladimir Putin has said Moscow could take asymmetrical steps in response to President Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia to defend Kharkiv. At a news conference Wednesday, Putin warned Russia could provide long-range weapons to enable others to strike Western targets. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.